Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 19. What kind of year do you want to have? By Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. It is almost 2016. Just a couple more days. So what kind of year do you want to have? That's what Steve Pavlina is asking us in the blog that I'm going to read to you today. Should be a good one and just in time for the new year. Steve has had over 100 million visits to his site, which I can't even fathom. So yeah, but before I get to his article, I want to quickly sponsor myself and politely ask you to visit me on my website, oldpodcast.com. I have a short and sweet weekly newsletter that you can subscribe to for some tips and great finds on how to better optimize your life. So please do check that out at oldpodcast.com. Oh, and a quick note about this article. Steve starts abbreviating New Year's resolutions with NYRs. So if you hear me say NYR, that's what it stands for, New Year's resolutions. Cool? Cool. And now let's get one step closer to optimizing your life. What kind of year do you want to have? By Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. There's been a lot of writing about New Year's resolutions in the blogosphere lately. That isn't a bad thing. However, there are a couple problems with the way most people make New Year's resolutions. First, most people treat their NYRs as mere wishes, not as actual resolutions. They don't resolve or commit to anything. And you can sense that lack of commitment in the language they use and the lack of actions they take. You might see someone take a half step, like signing up for a gym membership, but an over-the-top commitment is rare. Secondly, resolutions are something you should feel free to make at any time, not just at the start of a new year. It's funny that people will think about their NYRs in mid-December and then wait until January 1st to get started. If you conceive of a resolution in mid-December, then begin it then. Don't wait for some arbitrary date to occur. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing now. Despite these common drawbacks, NYRs can be very effective if you make a big commitment to them. One of the most effective for me has been committing to take a certain measurable action every single day for the whole year, no exceptions. For example, in 1997, I made an NYR to exercise aerobically a minimum of 25 minutes every single day, no excuses. The most vivid memory of that commitment was when I was out late all day and had to go running at 3 a.m. in the rain while I had a cold and was very sleepy. Funny how I still remember that run almost 9 years later. I succeeded in keeping that resolution, and with each day it became harder to quit. Because the resolution was so binary, either I exercised 25 minutes or I didn't, I couldn't justify any kind of slip. It was also very achievable. If I could exercise 25 minutes one day, I could do it the next day. In actuality, I exercised even more than this, since I was taking Taekwondo classes at the time too, and I didn't count those towards the resolution. There were many times I could have made excuses to skip exercise, but my commitment was more important to me. Often a brainless, repetitive action like exercising 25 minutes every day will produce better results than a more complicated plan, especially if the latter never gets properly implemented. Keep in mind that you can always do more. You can always add complexity later. But having a brainless default strategy is a great fallback to avoid fooling yourself. An approach I like better than NYR's is to think openly about what kind of year I'd like to have. I do this all times of year, not just on January 1st. I take time to develop clarity about the nature of the road ahead. Journaling about my thoughts and perceptions is especially helpful. For example, in October 2004, when I started this new website, I knew my primary focus for the rest of that year and for 2005 would be making the transition away from game publishing and getting my new business running smoothly. This meant creating lots of content, building web traffic, expanding my network of contacts, and generating new income streams. The main goal was to reach the point of sustainable profitability. But now that I've reached that point, my primary aim has shifted. I've taken a look around, assessed this new location, and from here I can see that it's time to take a few months to work on my clarity, vision, and inner development. I'm going to be spending more time working on myself these next few months versus working directly on the business. Partly, this is also a time for me to celebrate and enjoy the new reality I've created. This is a time for meditation, reading books on spirituality and philosophy, long walks, massages, journaling, trying new recipes, stimulating conversations, decluttering, spending time with family and friends, playing games, going out and having fun, vacationing, imagining, visualizing, pondering, etc. I'll be taking some time to allow the results for the past year to sink in, to incubate some new ideas to achieve greater clarity, and to work on my inner development so I can become capable of taking those next steps. Even though most people wouldn't consider this to be, quote, work in the traditional sense, I don't define my career in traditional terms. I define hard work as doing what challenges me, not as difficult labor. Slowing down and taking time to work on my own inner development has been a real challenge for me, which is why I'm making that my main focus right now. I need a period of saw sharpening and personal renewal. To me, this is a very appropriate part of my purpose. It's not really a time of rest per se. That'd mean putting the saw down. It's a shift in focus from working on my outer world to working on my inner one. Spiritually, I think of this period as a time of releasing and purging low awareness energies from my life in order to allow myself to become more receptive to high awareness ones. That's a new, agey way of describing it, but the same idea can be translated into any spiritual belief system. I just happen to like the new agey terms. Fortunately, I designed my business to be very easy to maintain. I'll still be blogging during this time, though perhaps with a more relaxed pacing. If I wanted to, though, I could basically do nothing for the next few months and still enjoy a positive cash flow. It's a wonderful place to be, and I plan to take advantage of it. I love the fact that while I was out with my family having fun on Monday, this website was still actively serving thousands of people around the world and generating plenty of cash to cover my expenses. After this incubation period, I expect to set some new goals, much grander than anything I previously set for myself, and then go after them with a renewed passion and energy. But before doing that, I want to become even more clear about my purpose and how I'm going to manifest it. The most important part of this process is trusting my intuition. Often my logical mind wants to keep going in the same direction while my intuitive sense is signaling a turn. My logical mind looks at my to-do list and wants me to go even faster, but my intuition is clear that it's time to slow down and focus on inner development. Otherwise, I risk being internally unprepared for what lies ahead. What kind of year do you want to have? What do you intuitively feel is the right direction for you? Do you feel great about your current direction? Or is your intuition signaling a turn? Even if you don't feel you can heed its guidance, at least take some time to listen to what your intuition is telling you. Journal about it. How would you intuitively like to spend the next few months? What kind of year do you want to have? If you choose to ignore your intuition, that's your choice. But make a written record of your intuitive guidance today so you can look back on it later once you've seen the results of your decision. If you don't have a journal, just create a text file on your computer, type up what you feel your intuition is telling you, save it, and then put a note on your calendar 6 months from now to go back and reread it. When you look back with hindsight, was your intuition correct? When you do this a few times and see that your intuition was often correct in the long run, even when it contradicted your logical mind, you'll be more likely to trust it. And this will create a bridge between your logic and intuition, so that instead of giving you different signals, they'll begin to communicate more openly. Your logical mind will turn its attention towards understanding your intuition and will actually develop a respect for it. Then when you have a conflict, your logical mind might even say, well, I think we should do X, but she thinks we should do Y, so you should probably listen to her. You just listened to the post titled, What Kind of Year Do You Want to Have? By Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I don't know about you, but I had to read that one a couple of times to really digest it. There's a lot of good stuff in there, and it's just another take on New Year's resolutions, just like we heard yesterday from Leah Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Once again, if you enjoy the show or want to become a patron to help this podcast stay alive, you can come visit me online at oldpodcast.com. You can also join my weekly newsletter there for more tips and a free gift. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a wonderful one, and I'll catch you tomorrow for episode 20. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.